Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, today, Man and I thought we'd talk about managing your payroll system, which for some businesses is a really simple process and you don't need to overcomplicate it. For other businesses that have, you know, lots of employees or different arrangements, it can be a bit of a quagmire, and having the right systems and processes in place is the key thing here. So some things to consider in terms of managing your payroll and sort of what systems and who should manage it, whether it's a bookkeeper, an accountant, or someone else in your business. Some of the factors that you need to think about are the number of staff that you have. So obviously the more staff you have, the more chance you've got new hires and people leaving as well, so a bit of changeover. So the more work there is to sort of keep on top of it. The arrangements that you have in terms of the remuneration arrangements, are all staff on a fixed contract and they get paid the same every week, you know, apart from if they take unpaid leave, of course. Or are they paid on a sort of time basis? So they've got time cards that they need to complete, or are there some other sort of variable kind of arrangements? And then the type of staff that you have as well. Are they the permanent full-time? Are they casuals? Are they under award or non-award staff? All these things go to building a picture on how complex your payroll system needs to be to make sure you accommodate that. And obviously, certainly over the last 5 to 10 years, making sure that businesses pay the full employee benefits and comply with the law is something that is certainly top of mind, not only within the business circles, but also obviously with government and regulators. So it's certainly something that anyone that's running a business certainly wants to comply with. It isn't always easy to do so, and that's why you need some really good systems in place.
And there's basically two options to go down when it comes to payroll management system. The first is obviously your basic options, which is the likes of your Xero, your MYOB, your QuickBooks and so forth. And they're a great solution when it comes to payroll, and they provide the right sort of compliance in terms of single touch payroll, you know, the clearing houses and so forth for super. However, if you're a business that has a lot of staff, especially a lot of staff that are under an award, I don't know if you've had the joy of reading an award, but they're not very easy to decipher at times. You might want to employ a more dedicated system that provides you with, or streamlines your processes, I should say, so you're not trying to look up the award as to what you should pay on an hourly rate and so forth. Because the last thing you want to do is be in the Fair Work media again as to another business that has to pay back staff.
And so these comprehensive systems not only just manage your payroll and the payroll compliance, so the financial aspect of it, they also offer other benefits as well. And they're often referred to as human resource information systems. And so they can help you with the recruitment of staff in terms of managing that process and sorting through applicants and doing employment checks and those sorts of things. You can automate and streamline onboarding of new team members in terms of what training they need to do, what forms they need to complete, you know, any sort of steps that they need to do there. Staff reviews and ongoing management and performance management, human resource information systems will certainly help you with documenting that, and also provide templates and so forth. And if you've got timesheets or time cards or anything like that, again, those systems will be able to automate that process. So it's not just only running payroll. You know, there's a lot of value to be added in a business by having some of these systems in place if your business warrants it.
And your bookkeeper should really be managing this for you. Time and time again, we always see business owners trying to sort of go through and spend a lot of time through their payrolls to either, you know, check hours or approve the pay or upload the pays into their online banking and so forth. either your accountant or holistic accountant, either your bookkeeper or holistic accountant should be doing this for you so you can actually be spending time on the business. And we find typically when you're too intertwined into the numbers or the time that cards that you're trying to approve or so forth, that a lot of mistakes can happen. So by you having that secondary view, that secondary approval process, it not only saves you time, but in my view, can actually improve accuracy as well.
So what we're suggesting here is a systemized approach to managing payroll is really the best approach to minimizing your compliance risk and also saving a lot of time and sort of reducing the headache associated with managing payroll as well. So if you've got the right systems and processes and tools in place, it becomes a lot easier in order to do that. Okay, that's it for us for this week. Until next week, bye for now.